This is Dr. Olivero dictating for May the 8th, 8th of 2024. The first patient is Jose Mendoza. The last name is M-E-N-D-O-Z, like in Zulu A. First name, Jose, J-O-S-E, number one. This is a 36-year-old Hispanic male that has type 1 diabetes with a severe renal compromise. The patient has a full-blown nephrotic syndrome. The patient has been compliant with the medications. We have a laboratory workup that was done on April the 30th of 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 3.74 and the estimated GFR is 20 mLs with a BUN of 71. That is elevation in the protein creatinine ratio, which is consistent with prerenal azotemia. We are going to discontinue the use of the hydrochlorothiazide and start him on a fluid restriction as recommended before of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and we are going to give furosemide 40 milligrams every other day. That he responds very well to that. In the protein creatinine ratio, the patient continues with this severe nephrotic syndrome. The hemoglobin, the latest determination of the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 6.1 grams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the type 2 diabetes has been approached by the endocrinologist with insulin pump and insulin, and we have witnessed a dramatic improvement of the condition. The hemoglobin A1C went down to 7.7. Following number, the patient continued with the nephrotic syndrome as stated above. Following number, hyperkalemia. This hyperkalemia is going to be approached with the restriction of potassium in the diet and the administration of the furosemide. Following number, arterial hypertension that finally is under control is 130 over 70. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia, and the latest lab is with a cholesterol of 146 and the triglycerides down to 214. Period. I have to point out that the patient was referred to the pancreas kidney transplant in Tampa. He had the first visit. He is a good candidate, and they are going to pursue the evaluation in order to make him active in the list. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup.